Support for this podcast comes from Atlantic.net, a hosting solution provider of healthcare HIPAA, PCI compliance, and ad tech. If you are feeling the pain of having outdated technology, call Atlantic.net and get the latest security firewall, intrusion detection, backup, disaster recovery, and virtualization. Whether you're starting fresh or need a new provider, Atlantic.net can help you succeed with fully audited solutions and 23 years of experience. Visit Atlantic.net to learn more.
Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Joyce Barry and Friends.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to the show, folks. We are broadcasting across America and around the world with a very important show today. Stay safe and sane in the summertime with our guest, Beverly Nadler. I must say that I would have probably had the title Stay Safe and Sane in the Summertime Anytime. I think, and we'll know after the show today, if it's easier to stay safe or it's easier to stay sane in an insane world.
world. There's just so many things that are happening all around us, the pressures that we face, the challenges that we have, how life has become more and more difficult instead of more, you know, much, much easier. So if there's any way we can stay sane, I think that's a good thing too. And not just in the summertime, but I would say any time. Beverly, wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. And next week we have a show that's Happiness is a Choice. So when we choose happiness, we stay a lot saner. So people can tune into that next week and find out the answers.
And that would be a week from this Thursday, same time, same place. Who is Beverly Nadler? She is a dynamic and captivating international speaker, trainer, reprogramming coach, author, poet, media guest, and our most valued guest. She's our health guru, appearing weekly on Here's to Your Health Thursday, sharing vital information on how to improve, maintain, or regain your health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Her awesome books, including Loving the Game of Life and the other one, the Vibrational Harmony. I always get excited when I mention that one because I had the honor, the privilege of writing the foreword to Vibrational Harmony, The Real Secret of Success, Health, and Happiness. These are books that inspire and motivate as well as educate you. She's the authority on vibrational harmony, what it is and how to achieve it, so that you are in vibrational harmony with and therefore much more likely to achieve your goals and desires. She's an amazing poet. She's our most valued guest in our All-Star team because of her fabulous inspirational poems, her extraordinary contributions to the show every Thursday, our highly respected health guru, and perhaps to me the most important of all those credentials, I am proud and privileged to say she is someone that I can call my best friend and have called my best friend for decades. Go ahead, best friend, author, poetress, health guru, Beverly Nadler.
Whoa, my face is blushing from all of those accolades. Thank you so much, my best friend, Joyce Barry. It's a privilege and an honor for me to be on your show. I consider this probably the best show on the radio because you have wonderful guests and such interesting programs and shows and people speaking every single day. And the fact that I'm on every week is an honor for me. You know, this particular choice of stay safe and sane in the summertime, and I was thinking about, I'm saying there are some places, and you happen to be in one of them, in which it's summertime all year round. So I don't know if a lot of these things would apply all the time in parts of this country and in lots of parts of the world. But of course, having grown up in New York and now I'm living in Connecticut, which has the same kind of weather, summertime is a very, very special time for us. It's a short period of time and people just do things differently. They act differently. They feel differently. They relate differently. And there's so many fun things to do, and yet there's a lot of accidents and a lot of suffering that goes on because people kind of like throw caution to the winds. And that's why we have this show, so we can explain to people how to make sure that they stay safe and sane in the summertime.
I can't wait to hear it. I have my pad out. I'll be taking notes because staying sane is quite a challenge these days, as I already alluded to. Go ahead, Beverly.
Well, let me say that I'm going to talk about being safe first, because if you're not safe, you're not going to feel very sane. And I'm going to talk about two of the things that are a huge problem for us in the summertime, and that happens to be sun and sunblock and bug spray. And the reason I'm referring to these as being a huge problem is that so many people are using very, very toxic chemicals, putting it on the, in their body without even thinking about it, without even realizing that we're in a situation now in this, at least in the United States and probably all over, where we've got about 77,000 environmental chemicals. 3,000 alone are in our foods, and so many of them can't be metabolized. Comes the summertime, now we're slathering this chemicals on our body and thinking, well, that's good. Now I'm going to protect myself, you know, against cancer, and I'll just keep putting on tons and tons of sunblock. And the problem with this is that, well, the latest information, which I must admit I've known for a long time, but it's come out in the public, to the public, if you read the right things, is that putting all this stuff on your body is not your protection against cancer. And when they tell you that, you say, like, well, I thought this is what I was doing. No, these chemical sunscreens have chemicals in them that have been linked to hormone disruption, that they cause not only irritation, they can actually cause cancer. And it's been a puzzlement to me why people buy them. And the only reason I can think of is that they're not aware of the fact that there are at least two non-chemical types of sunscreens. They contain either zinc oxide or titanium oxide, or maybe both. These are minerals. And when you put these minerals on your body, they are not absorbed as poisons into your body. They protect you from the harmful rays of the sun, and they are actually good. And this is simple. Any health food store sells these sunscreens and sunblocks with zinc oxide and zinc or titanium oxide, or you can buy them online. And if you read the labels of the, I guess, dozens, if it's not hundreds, of sunblock and sunscreen in stores like CVS or Walgreens or any of your, you know, non-health food stores, you'll probably find at least one or two among them that are not unhealthy, that do not cause these disruptions, that they don't affect the body in a very, very negative way. They contain, the others contain things that you simply don't want. One of them is called OMC, I can't pronounce it, octyl methyl oxycinnamate, and it's found to kill mouse cells even at low dosages. It's particularly toxic when it's exposed to the sunshine. Well, guess what? That particular thing, which OMC for short, is present in 90% of sunscreen brands. Now, you're going to say, that doesn't make any sense. I agree. Lots and lots and lots of things do not make any sense whatsoever, which means that we have to be careful, we have to be educated, and we have to care enough to look for the things that are protective. You want to protect yourself, then use the right sunscreen.
And, you know, you mentioned about they have all these products. When I went to buy it, it was tons of products. I had no idea what I was doing. I just went for the high, what do you call that, where it's 30, the PhD factor, something like that. So I was looking for that, and I was looking to see if it said natural anywhere.
No, they don't say natural. What you're looking for, again, I repeat, the zinc oxide or titanium oxide, I would say that whatever you bought, return it to the store and get the natural one. You do not need to put more chemicals into your body than we already have that we can't avoid. A lot of it we can't avoid. They're in our bloodstream, and they're stored as fat. And I mention this, it's really important. A lot of people go on starvation diets in the summertime so that they look better in their bathing suits. Your body releases fat. It's releasing too many chemicals into your bloodstream. You do not want to fast, and you do not want to go on crazy diets. Very important. We don't need any more. You know, people wonder, why am I getting sick? You know, I take care of myself. we're getting sick because we're being poisoned, folks. Sorry to have to say that. I don't kill the messenger. This is just a fact of life. I don't report at least 90% of what I read because I don't want to scare people. But there's some things that I need to report on. And this is simply enough to take care of. I also will mention that I have never burnt since I started using a product, and it's called ImmuniCal. Never, ever burnt. Do not use sunscreen. I will put one of the products of the same company on my face sometimes, if I remember, when I go out to sit on my deck, and that is called their Perfection Cream, which contains the ImmuniCal. ImmuniCal will not allow your body to burn. Just taking it, I'm talking about internally. Take it internally, and you will not get a sunburn. It is the product I've often spoken about on this show. I write about it. It is the miracle product, and if it was one thing that I could say everyone should be taking to protect themselves, not only against the sun, against all these chemicals, because it is a detoxifier, against free radical formations, which is what happens from the sun, and also helps to strengthen your immune system. It's
Beverly, I take ImmuniCal every day. I take it preventative, you know, for the biggies that I just want to not be in my path, like cancer and those kinds of things. I've never heard it in connection to sunburns. How is there a connection that way? That I've not heard before. So is there a way you can explain that? What is the link to that?
I would assume, and because I couldn't explain it other than the fact that when I noticed that I never, ever burned since I started using it, no matter how much I sit in the sun, I asked Keith Hooper, and who knows everything about this, and he said it's just that it's an extraordinary antioxidant, and it's protective. What ImmuniCal does is produces the most important antioxidant in the body, which is glutathione. It causes the body to produce that. And by the way, you cannot take it in a pill form, so don't run out to the health food store and try to buy some glutathione to protect yourself, because it's not going to happen. The molecules are too large and will not be accepted into your body. So ImmuniCal causes your body to produce that. And these antioxidants are what protect you. So that's the best I can tell you.
I just hadn't heard that before, so it gave me another reason to be using it. Also, I love the moisturizer. And what other thing did you say you do with that? It's a wonderful, wonderful cream. What are the ways that you use that?
I use it, as I said, sometimes before I go. I use it if I have anything, you know, any kind of disruption or eruption or something on my skin, I'll use it. But I'll use it not every single day, but like people use a night cream, I might decide to put that on. Sometimes at night I'll use that. My other night cream is also natural. It has no ImmuniCal in it, but it's natural. And I'll use it sometimes, as I said, when I go out, sometimes under makeup. Depends on, what am I going to say? Always on my hands. Always use it on my hands. And, yeah, it's just a wonderful, wonderful cream.
Yes, it is, and I love it. But you're just opening up more uses for products I'm familiar with, products I use. So I hadn't heard that perspective before. So, folks, if you're listening to this about ImmuniCal and you have any doubts, let me leave you with this thought. The answer is yes.
Is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger?
The answer is yes.
Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body?
The answer is yes.
Can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant?
The answer is yes.
The answer is ImmuniCal, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product.
ImmuniCal has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine.
Order ImmuniCal now at the website healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me.
You finally know the secret to good health and staying young.
So if healing naturally is for you, go online now to order ImmuniCal at the website healingnaturally.me.
That's healingnaturally.me.
I just want to say, yes, there's many benefits to using this extraordinary product, but one of the benefits that you're not going to see on any of the labels, it's because of this company that I had the fortune to meet Janice Miller. She's a mutual friend of both of ours. Here's an example of what you don't expect. Expect the unexpected. So besides the benefits of a great product, I just want to acknowledge the benefits of a great friend. And somehow I just lost her. She was just on the board. So back to you, Beverly. Beverly? Oh, a little technical glitch. Go ahead, Beverly.
We've talked about one toxicity you can avoid by getting the proper sunscreen and by taking the proper product to protect yourself against the negative rays. Remember, the sun is a healer. It has vitamin D3 in there, or vitamin D, but it's the D, the three, the form is D3. And D, it's a very, very healing. So we don't want to not have any sun exposure. The other thing that we want to avoid is the toxins in pesticides. First, I want to mention not to use Roundup for weeds. Roundup is Monsanto's worst. It's probably the worst herbicide, or I think it's an herbicide. I don't know. Truthfully, don't know the difference between herbicides, fungicides, and pesticides. But it's so toxic, and it's used in order to for weed killer, and it's also used when the GMO foods, genetically modified organism foods, which is why we don't want to eat those foods at all. But the I'm talking now about using it. Don't use Roundup on your lawn. You don't have to breathe this toxic product. On your body, don't use anything that contains DEET. Now, if you start reading the insecticides in most of the stores, you're going to find that they all contain DEET, G-E-E-T. I shouldn't say all, most. Again, I'm going to say, you know, go to a health food store or get order online looking for non-toxic insecticide. And it's not, I don't have any shares in any of these companies. You understand that. I'm telling you for your own sake, you don't need any more poisons. You know, the Duke University Medical Center pharmacologist spent 30 years researching the effects of pesticides, and he found that exposure to DEET can impair functioning in parts of the brain. It also has a very devastating complication, large DEET poisonings causing neurological damage. Patients may have disorientation, seizures, even coma. I mean, do you want to actually put this on your body? If small amounts are swallowed by mouth, you know, accidentally, I would assume, the symptoms can include moderate to severe stomach irritation, nausea, and vomiting. Be very careful that if you're accidentally using this, although no one should be using this, if you're listening to this show, just throw out anything with DEET, but you may have to want to call the Poison Control Center at 800-222-1222. That's the Poison Control Center. So you don't want it. It's especially dangerous for children. Be sure that if you apply it to children, why should you apply it on children? I mean, you shouldn't, period. It's not something, you can have memory loss, headaches, weakness, fatigue. This is all from an insecticide that is allowed to be used so prevalently in products. There are insecticides without it. I'd also want to mention that one of the things that insects love is skin of a person who eats a lot of sweets. So if you limit your sugar, you will probably find that the mosquitoes are not interested in you. They're not in the least bit interested in me. And I do eat some sugar foods. I must admit, I'm not freakish about it. There are foods that I'll eat some ice cream, I do. But if you don't have a lot of it, you'll find that the mosquitoes are not that interested in you, which is another way that you don't have to use a lot of insect. I don't use any, ever. I do want to mention something, though, for people who are hikers or going into the woods and things and joggers, to be very careful about these little ticks, you know, especially if you're in areas where there's animals like the deer that carry ticks. You need to be careful. Wear light-colored clothing. Tuck your pant legs into your socks. It's good to have hat on and to pull your hair. If it's long, pull your hair back. And frankly, if you're going into a tick habitat, you should be looking, searching your body to see if there are any ticks. They're very, very tiny. You use a tweezers to pull it off from the head, not the body. Pull it upward without twisting. It's a good idea to keep the tick in a zip-top bag in case it's needed for identification or testing. And if you have been bitten, call the doctor right away. Keep an eye open for flu-like symptoms because you want to treat Lyme disease as early as possible.
Folks, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're hearing information, one that could really save you in terms of your health issues, support you in terms of issues, things you didn't know. Ask yourself, is this woman extra sharp or what?
Do you often feel tired, stressed, and have trouble mentally focusing on things? How'd you like to be happier with more energy and mental clarity? You can with Extra Sharp, a healthy herbal beverage. Just drink 2 tablespoons and you'll be on your way to a power-packed day. Extra Sharp contains 21 different healing herbs that go into action immediately. You'll notice the difference in just minutes. Order Extra Sharp right now by logging on to healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me. Order yours and feel extra sharp now.
And folks of you that heard this website mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, with the answer is yes, it is the same company. So they have a number of incredible products. Beverly referenced the moisturizer, which I love their moisturizer. Now we just let you know about Extra Sharp and the Immunic Health products. That's the product in the forefront. So healingnaturally.me, go into the website and you'll see what it is that can really profoundly impact your life by going healthy. Back to you, Beverly.
You know, I would say that this company has some of the most unique products, and there's no way to get them in a health food store. So you really need to go to the website and order everything that you can purchase from them is sold on a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and a lot to gain. Let me talk about a moment ago
that one of the biggest pluses I got out of this company, something you won't see in the catalog, something you won't see on the website, but it's my introduction to Janice Miller, our mutual friend, and then we had a technical glitch here. So, Janice, I just want to say hi, good morning, and I mean, you must really be a fan of Beverly Nadler's because you never miss her shows.
Well, only when I was driving to Napa and back, I wasn't able to get on and listen, but I can always get it in the archives. So, yes, I am a big fan, one of her number one fans, and, of course, of Joyce Berry and Friends because it's the number one rated talk show in the world. So that's why I like to listen in. And, of course, this is a very important topic, and you know, as a matter of fact, she was talking about Lyme disease just a moment ago, and I have a customer that came to me, and I got them on ImmunoCal, and the doctor even recommended ImmunoCal for her to use for her Lyme disease. So isn't that interesting? Wow.
Yes, very. And yes. I said that the biggest plus I got out of the products is something you won't see on a label or on the website, and that's my relationship with you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
You never know what benefits you can derive from something, and that is one of my favorite benefits.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing, this thing called networking, meeting great people and finding people of like-mindedness, and that is also an awesome opportunity of where, you know, to work for yourself and have a great cause to help people, not only to just get well, but to get financially well as well. So,
and that helps to keep us sane, you see. And I want to acknowledge you, Janice, because I do appreciate you being on the show. I love you as a friend, and I'm grateful that you're part of us, part of our group. And you know what also keeps you sane is having like-minded friends in your life.
So, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk about preventing heat stroke, because people get so excited about, you know, the sun, and they just don't think. You've got to drink lots of fluids. Now, when I talk about fluids, I am not talking about soda. That is about the worst thing you can drink. You hydrate yourself with water that is, what I'm going to say, good water, healthy water that's been that's filtered or in some way that's been treated, not just plain tap water, but also coconut water. It's a wonderful thing for hydrating yourself. You should wear light-colored clothing if you're in the sun, because the dark clothing absorbs the heat. Also, they should be loose-fitting, lightweight. And, of course, if you're taking certain medications, you need to find out from your doctor how these are affected by heat and the sun, because some heat-related problems can happen through taking certain medications. So find out about that. Of course, never leave your children or your animals or anyone else in a parked car. This is a very unfortunate, common, well, I can't imagine it's common, although I did read that, of actually heat-related deaths in children. So be very careful about that. And take it easy during the hottest parts of the day. If you're one who does strenuous exercise, do it later in the day. And also make sure you take breaks and you replenish your fluids. Very, very important. We don't need to get heat stroke. It can be very dangerous.
And all these things are indeed important. And if you listen up, you'll hear something else that's very, very important in the words of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And how that happens, folks, is we partner up with you. You have it in your hands to make it happen. Simply go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. You'll see my picture on the upper left side. It says follow right under that. And if you click follow, you will get an email from Blog Talk about all our shows, our guests, the topics. Every day you'll see the email. You know exactly what we're doing. And we love our followers. We appreciate our followers. So that's what you can do to be a part of our journey to be number one around the world. Back to you, Beverly.
Let's talk about another thing that's very, very popular in the summertime, and that, of course, is swimming in the water. So the first thing is that alcohol and swimming don't mix. It impairs the motor skills, reaction time, and judgment, and so there's a risk of drowning. This is especially important for teenagers. Now, with diving, always walk in the water before diving. Water levels can change. Of course, in a pool where it's marked, that's another story. They have the diving board the right place. But if you're diving into a lake or into another body of water, you need to be sure that it's not too shallow because you can, and it has happened, that people have dived into rivers or lakes and they had fatal head injuries or neck trauma or paralysis. So very careful about that. Also, eating and swimming. Wait about 30 minutes after a meal to swim. Now, if you're just going to walk at the edge of the water, that's fine. But if you actually want to swim, realize that your body is sending blood to your digestive tract. So there is less muscle that's needed for swim, you know, less there for the muscles. So be very careful about that. As I said, then a light snack is not a problem. But if you're having a meal, wait before you go swimming. That's an important thing. Always be sure that there is someone to watch the children and be sure to bring inflatables for the children. If you're renting a boat, take life jackets or other inflatables, because I'm not talking about if you're on a cruise ship where they have everything. But if you're renting a little boat, be careful with that. What about food? You know, people bring food to picnics and to the beach. Very important to enjoy that. But you want to be sure, especially if your food has mayonnaise in it, that you don't have the food out in the sun too long. Make sure there's enough of the cold packs packed with your food, and be sure to discard leftover food, especially, as I said, with mayonnaise or any dairy. Bring food that is likely not to become, spoiled in the sunshine. All of these sound like simple things, and you say, well, yeah, we know that, but sometimes we just get caught up in things and we don't really think clearly enough of exactly what we're doing.
You know, it's one thing to know something, it's another thing to go into action and do something about it. So you're right, sometimes these things just kind of like, oh, it's not that important, I do know this. But this show is about really bringing it to your attention and really making sure you'll take heed of this incredible advice. Beverly, before we move forward, why don't you share with folks about your website and the links and your books?
Okay, my website is BeverlyNadler.com. It also lists additional websites on there. It also has links for my books, Vibrational Harmony, and in the center menu, which is a very short menu, and then there's Loving the Game of Life. Vibrational Harmony is about the natural laws. You talk about being sane. If we don't understand the natural laws that govern the universe, it's very hard to be sane because we wonder, why do these things happen? How do they happen? How can I avoid them? And folks, you need knowledge. We'd like to believe that somehow we just know everything. We don't. We need knowledge. So this book is about knowledge and also giving you ways of releasing the negativity that interferes with our being able to be sane. There's also links towards my coaching, many, many articles. There's a whole health section, a nutrition section. It's all there on the website. In addition to that, there is a website in which I offer a free gift to all of your listeners, and that's a different website, and it's vibrationalharmony.biz. It has nothing to do with business. It's just one of the names that I had taken. And on that website is a wonderful ebook about mastering stress, especially for people who are somewhat spiritually oriented and health oriented. It will give you a lot of tips that you may not be aware of, or remind you of things that you can do to break up the stress, because we're all stressed. We have stress that's part of life. But if we know how to stop the stress and take a moment, and I give you many moments of ways to stop it, it doesn't build, and that will help us to stay safe and sane all year round.
Stay safe and sound. The challenge is right here, right now. What are you going to do about it? Folks, my official website, joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarry.com. I'm a success coach. I'm a home business coach. I'm a master coach, which is to say I coach other coaches. In my website, you'll find out all about all of the above, joycebarry.com. You'll see countless testimonials from people from all walks of life across America. Here are just a few I want to share with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here. Be sure to put radio show in the subject line. I have countless emails that come in every day. I do give those emails my priority, and I do read all of them. Sometimes it may take a while to get back to you. There are people even in our studio now that can attest to that, but I promise I will catch up. I just noticed in my studio there's something I have not seen before. I have no idea what it is, so I just want to see what this is. It says celebrate, so give me one moment, and perhaps it's something we can celebrate together.
Folks, whatever you're celebrating, here's my advice. Drink, lie, steal, and swear. You heard it first from Joyce Barry, success coach, telling you to drink, lie, steal, and swear to make your celebration successful. Drink from the cup of prosperity, but always remember those less fortunate than you and act to help them. Lie down tonight and give thanks for all the blessings you have, all the opportunities you have, and all the wonderful people you have in your life. Steal time away from your busy schedule to spend quality time with those people in your life who are special to you, who inspire you, who make you feel good, who are a role model for you. Swear that you will say something especially nice to someone today. Express gratitude to someone today and pay it forward to someone today. Do a random act of kindness and smile a lot, laugh a lot. Joy and happiness are contagious. Enjoy.
You know, it's funny. I recorded that some time back, never played it in the studio, and I didn't even remember what it was we're celebrating, so now I know. And I think that's good advice. It ties in today about lie, drink, steal, swear, all those good attributes about that in terms of staying sane. Back to you, Beverly.
That's what I was thinking. I was saying, well, there's a recipe for staying sane, not just in the summertime, but all the time. Joyce, I loved it. It was really adorable. And it's perfect for the holiday that's coming up, celebrating next week, that we will be celebrating.
Absolutely.
Now, let me mention that when you're barbecuing, what you want is a gas grill, not a charcoal grill. There's a lot of problems with the charcoal on the meat, and it's been said over and over again that it's another cause of cancer. Now, there's so many things that cause cancer that way we can avoid it. Let's avoid it. A gas grill, that's the only thing that we ever use for our barbecuing. I also want to mention that people, I said, don't drink soda. Don't drink sports drinks either. Wow, there's a fortune being made in sports drinks, and they are loaded with sugar. You want the bugs to stay away from you, you don't need the sugar. Immunitech, the same company that we told you about for several other products, has some wonderful products that are similar to, when I say similar to sports drinks, in other words, they have the same wonderful effect. They have emotion gel and they have emotion shot, and they'll increase your electrolytes. They are wonderful for you to use in the summer, to use all year round, but especially in the summertime. There's so many ways. You need to also avoid the stress when you're going on vacation. Oh, people just wait to the last moment. Now, some are very clever. They take real clear plans beforehand and do everything so that they're not going to be stressed at the last moment. But how many times have you heard people say, I came back from my vacation, I'm so exhausted. Well, you shouldn't be exhausted from your vacation. You should be energized. You should be inspired. You should be motivated to get back to your normal routine because you're feeling so good. But if you don't plan carefully, and if you go to places where you have to take this in and I have to see this and I have to see that, and then you rush with your schedule, or you're out in the sun too much and you're exhausted, what doesn't make very much sense. So plan carefully so that your vacation is a pleasure and a joy for you. Chances are you're spending a lot of money on it, so you want to get your full value. Also, another thing that people do in the summertime, probably more than in the rest of the year, is the driving. And you're talking on the phone, and you're talking on the cell phone. And a Harvard study found that a cell phone user has about 13 chances in a million of being killed in an accident while making a call, which compares with 49 in a million for someone driving without a seatbelt. Isn't that an interesting statistic?
Yes, absolutely interesting.
Yep. And people walking down the street, you know, you're not wearing gloves, walking down the street, either texting or talking on your cell phone, not watching where you're going, bumping into people, crossing the street, and accidents happen. So please be very aware. This is a season to be very aware and very conscious, to take care of yourself. Enjoy the season. You want the season, the summer season, to last you for the rest of the year.
I would add to that, make every season the season to be very aware, to live a longer life. Beverly, as we're winding down here, I know you have a poem for this show that we want to include and give you a chance also to bring it all, tie it all together with the major points that you want to wrap up with.
Okay. Yes, I do have a poem, and I actually wrote it specifically because of this show. The good old summertime. Ah, summertime once more is here. It's my favorite time of the year. There are so many things to see and do, like visit the botanical gardens and go to the zoo. In the summer, nature is in her glory. Lush foliage and exquisite flowers tell her story. It's lovely to have a picnic in the park and exciting to catch fireflies in the dark. In the summer, we can have so much fun and get extra vitamin D from the sun. Just protect yourself. Mineral sunscreen is neat, and use bug sprays that don't contain DEET. Enjoy leisurely walks on the grass or seashore. There are barbecues, parties, adventures galore. Swimming and surfing is such a delight. and so are moonlit campfires at night. There are outdoor fairs and food with fancy desserts. Make healthy choices and always stay alert. Hydrate yourself and children with water that's pure. It's so much healthier than sugary drinks, for sure. Watching children at play can make your heart sing. On the seesaw, monkey bars flying high on a swing. They're excited as they climb and ride down the slide, and they feel such joy on a carousel ride. Going on vacation? Then carefully plan and avoid high traffic driving whenever you can. The season is short. You don't want to be stressed. So along with fun and playtime, also get some rest.
I don't even know what to say. That poem is so good, so extraordinary. What words could I possibly use to say how much I love your poems, appreciate your poems, each and every one? You knock it out of the ballpark. Of course, my favorite is the one as a tribute to the show that is played every single day on our show. It's just amazing. We got to get your poems in a book in time to give it out as gifts for the holiday season at the end of the year. Just extraordinary.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say also, folks, that, you know, you're listening to this show and Beverly's telling you the kind of things to buy, not to buy. She's giving you her websites where you'll get a wealth of information. And as a longtime coach, I can almost read the minds of so many of you, not all of you, fortunately, but so many of you. I'll get to Beverly's website someday. That's beverlynadler.com. I'll get there someday. I'll get to healingnaturally.me someday. I have to check out those products someday. Joyce's website, joycebarry.com. I'll check that out someday. So for all of you folks that actually believe there's a someday, I wrote this poem for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? The author Ogmandino says there's an immeasurable distance between late and too late. So, folks, before it's too late, you want to check out these websites. You want to check out the opportunities. You want to tell someone you care about that you love them. You want to look into the things you've been promising yourself you would look into before it's too late. Beverly, what else would you like to say as you wrap up this topic or any of the points you want to, like, tie together here?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that you may not write as many poems as I do, but what you do write are always extraordinary. And that poem really, really should hit home for people, because the habit of procrastination is one of the worst habits we have. It's a habit that when it is almost too late, and you know what I mean, we look back and say, why didn't I do that? So, yeah, that's an extraordinary poem. What I want to wrap up about the show is to stay safe and sane. Don't use chemicals that you don't need to be using. Something I didn't mention that I should have mentioned, I'm mentioning it now, is if you live in an apartment house, be very careful about windows. They should not be open if you have cats, because cats sit on windowsills and they see something interesting, they reach for it, they fall, they have an injury, and even death. And this has happened far too many times, just as leaving dogs in cars and clothes in the summertime has resulted in death. So be very careful of that. Always be on the watch for your children. Make sure that they are safe. And be careful with the food that you're eating, what you are drinking. Stay hydrated. And you know what? If you didn't catch some of the things we said, play this show again, so that you can write down some of these things, remind yourself of how to have a wonderful, wonderful summer, wonderful vacation, and stay safe and sane.
And thank you for all of that. We really appreciate each other's poetry. We both love it so much. We both love quotes so much. So we have so much in common, and all that we learn, we love to share with you, our audience. So, again, the someday, that's only for fools. There is no such thing on the calendar as someday. It doesn't exist. And if you don't believe me, go pick up all your calendars and check it out, and you let me know if you find a calendar that has someday in it. So then, if you've gotten past the point of knowing that these things are such that you want to take advantage of them, then I ask you, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? So, folks, I really want you to know that we appreciate you, our listeners. We love our loyal listeners, people in the chat room every day. We love that you become followers of our show. We appreciate you and all the guests that make the show what it is, all the guests that – you know, honor the show such that they never turn down an opportunity beyond. It's just a matter of scheduling. What would you like to say, Beverly? Just so
I'd like you to remind people of that wonderful show, if you've got the date of it, when you presented your all-star team so that people can really get a sense of who is on the show and what they contribute. And it was such an extremely, not only enjoyable show, but one that gave people an insight as to why they really want to listen.
Yes, I know that date because that show celebrated our fourth year anniversary, 4 years of Joyce Barry and Friends. So that was the anniversary show in which we introduced our all-stars in our archives, celebrating 4 years. It actually was on June the 3rd, in our archives, celebrating 4 years. You'll meet our whole all-stars team, of which Beverly is our most valuable guest. Okay, once again, I thank you, Beverly. I thank all of you that listen, that are faithful to us in the show. Share it with other people as well. Let them know about it. They can always hear it in our archives. And tomorrow, Lorraine Reckier, our angel card reader, very popular on our show. That's tomorrow's show, Lorraine Reckier. Go out and celebrate your summer. Celebrate your friends, celebrate your opportunities, celebrate the miracles that will come your way if only you are open to receiving them.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.